So the readings, all the readings today talk about love. And I think it's one of these topics where it sounds very simple, sounds very easy, but it's almost impossible to do, right? So, you know, people think of, oh, Christians, you believe in Jesus, love God and love your neighbor. I got that down. Check. You know, I'm usually a good person. I love God. I love neighbor. I'm a good person. Right? I would like to challenge us on this kind of how we understand love and in the context of Jesus and how he shows his love for us. In the Christian context, there's different forms of love. And we use the word love, kind of like throw it out like it's nothing, right? And all the songs have something about love, right? But there's different types of love. And the first type of love is called eros, right? It's the kind of love where you just, oh, I love your outfit, you know? Or you go to the bar and it's like, wow, he's so handsome, I love him. Or she's so beautiful, I love her. Or you see in the movie somebody, wow, you're so great, I want to marry you. You know, you're so, right? That kind of, it's superficial kind of love, right? And most of us are just kind of stuck there, this kind of superficial kind of love. And there's a deeper kind of love called filial love, right? Anybody been to Philadelphia? What does that mean? City of? Okay, brotherly love. I don't know. I don't know if that actually occurs over there, right? But that's the a higher form of love, kind of like a fraternity kind of love, right? Where, you know, this person is your brother, this person is your sister, and we're kind of together with, you know, through thick and thin, right? We fight, but we're actually brothers, so we actually love each other. But do you really love each other? Yes, but not really. I cannot tell you how many families, brothers and sisters that actually fight when their mom or dad passes away due to inheritance, right? It's sad, right? And then there's a highest form of love called agape. That is called unconditional love, right? And when we use, oh, I love this, I love that, Jesus loved me, I love God, I love my neighbor, that's the kind of love that Jesus is challenging us to do. Agape, unconditional, there's no strings attached, right? And can you actually think of an example where you practice unconditional love? As Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And this I command you, love one another. Can you actually think of an instance where you practice unconditional love? I think the closest, some of you mentioned, right? I think the closest is like the love that a parent has for your son or your daughter, for your children. But do you really love your children? I hope you do. But does it have conditions? And, you know, if I am truly, brutally honest in front of you, I don't know. I don't know if I can actually think of an instance where I practice this highest form of love, this agape, unconditional love, right? So right now, I want you to think of the person that you love the most. And if that's really hard to do because you have other people, think of your top three. Who are the top three people that you truly, truly love the most? Right? And think about, well, do I really love these people? And you'll say yes, right? But do I really love these people in the sense of agape, unconditional love? Now, we had First Communions this weekend as well. And at the 11 a.m. Mass, I asked this, the kids, they're like 22 of them, and I asked them the question, right? And this one girl, she's like super smart, you know? And I said, so tell me your top three. My mommy, my daddy, and my grandma. I said, oh, okay. So you love them? Oh, yeah, with all my heart, you know? I said, okay. Are you willing to make sacrifices for this person? What kind of sacrifice? You know, if you're a seven-year-old, like doing your chores, of course, right? But then I said, well, okay, would you be willing to give up your allowance? She said, I don't get allowance. Okay. And then I said, well, would you be willing to die for your mom, for your dad, for your grandma? She said, I have to think about that. And then I said, well, what if your mommy and daddy don't like you? What if your mom buys a present for your sister, but nothing for you? You still love her then? What if your grandma tells you, you're not my favorite granddaughter? You still gonna love her then? You see what I'm talking about? I honestly cannot think of an instance where I practice the same kind of unconditional agape love that Jesus has practiced. You know, and I love my mom, but that still comes with strings attached. You know? And I love you, but I don't love you that much. You know? It's very hard. That's what I'm talking about. So we say, oh, love God, love neighbor, got it down. I'm a good person. I love everybody. Do you? Can you love them in an unconditional way that Jesus does? It's very hard, right? I like to present you an example here also where it's a work in progress. For example, I have a buddy. Well, we were buddies, okay? He was my friend, right? Until I discovered some stuff. And we actually went to the seminary together. You know, five years of seminary together, right? And we kind of got along because we're kind of like of the younger crowd. And we had similar interests in sports. And, you know, we got along very well. And we were very good friends. Until another buddy of mine kind of pointed out some of the things. He said, Stephen, did you know that this guy, he's just like using you? Oh, no, he's not just using me. Like, this is filial kind of love. Or maybe, I don't know, someday it could be like agape kind of love where we kind of truly, you know, support each other and da-da-da-da. It's like, no. This guy's just using you. It's like, what do you mean? And he says, well, notice how he talks to you to get to know other people. You know, so he's using me as to get to know other people. Like, as people that I know, he will call me up. Oh, can you introduce me to so and so? Can you introduce me to so and so? So, well, that doesn't matter. Whatever. Who cares? You know. And then he says, "Well, think of the last time he paid for dinner." I said, "What?" Like, I don't really care. You know, who pays for dinner, right, or lunch? But then I said, "Wait a minute. I've known you for 5 years. You have never paid anything." Right? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Oh, you cheap bastard. This is not right. You know? And then the thing that broke the camel's back was, and then I heard that he was kind of like talking behind my back. You know? To this day, we're not friends. And he's a priest in a different area, in Orange County, all right? But I mean, and I'm supposed to love people. Right? That's not even Eros kind of love. Right? But it goes to show just how difficult it is. Right? And that's why we need Jesus. People say, why do I gotta go to church every Sunday? Because I need my daily bread. I need Jesus who actually loves me unconditionally. No matter what, no matter how good, no matter how bad, no matter what's going on, he loves me unconditionally, and I need that. And I need that reminder, and I need to receive his body and blood. I need to be fed by the word of God. I need to pray together as a community. That's why we need to come to Mass and celebrate this unconditional love that Jesus has for us so that we can return that that favor. And it's very interesting. I've been reading up on some articles on families and things, and I always thought, quality time, that's an important thing, right? The buzzword, quality time amongst families, right? Now all the data research shows in order to keep the family together, it's not quality, it's actually quantity is what they say, right? It's not about, you know, mommy, daddy work everywhere, everybody's so busy, but on Sunday, we hang out for 1 hour talking about each other's feelings. No. What's more important is quantity. Even if you're just lounging around, doing nothing, but just the fact that the family's together and just hanging out together, that amount of time is what's more important, what they say, to keeping the family together. And I say that's the same thing. In order for us to truly understand the sense of agape, unconditional love, it's how much time do I spend with Jesus? And the more time I spend with Jesus, the more I get to understand this deeper appreciation for his unconditional love for us, right? So for your homework, I ask you to think about maybe one person, right? Because it's a tough task, right? To really practice this unconditional love, agape kind of love. Think of one person. This person could be the person sitting next to you, where you can love this person more. This person can be your enemy. This person can be a stranger, right? But think of one person that you would like to practice this unconditional agape kind of love. And think of, what are the conditions, restrictions, barriers that inhibit me from practicing this unconditional love? And look towards Jesus to help you, help me, help us to remove these conditions, barriers, restrictions, so that we truly can practice unconditional agape love with this one person that you're thinking of this week.